It's the best time of the year for football fans. Thanksgiving 2025. This is a Fumble Rooski special. Let's go, Adam.
It may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has three touchdowns.
Someone's got to get that six or seven spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides.
We're off to a great start, guys. Thanksgiving 2025. Welcome to the Fumble Rooski Podcast by Power 88 Dean Radio and Secret Weapon Consulting. CJ Medeiros, Justin Tucker, Adam Wright in the back. Going to be a good one for you today. A Fumble Rooski Thanksgiving special. We do this yearly, and we're going to get through the three Thanksgiving games for today, or for Thursday, but that's today's episode, of course. And we will put out a separate weed side. We're just going to put out a separate post for the regular game picks that will include Black Friday, the Bears and the Eagles, and all the rest of the other games for week 13. All right. Thanksgiving 2020. What are you guys looking forward to most in Thanksgiving? What are you most thankful for? Just Thanksgiving thoughts. How about that?
Who wants to tackle that?
I'll start with you, buddy. I did not expect this to turn 20 questions.
First things first, I'm thankful for my friends and family. I'm thankful for football, more specifically the ass beating the Ravens are going to put on the Bengals on Thursday at 8 o'clock. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm thankful for for everything I have surrounding me. I've been thankful for the year. That's pretty much it.
Obviously, of course, you know, thankful for the family. Of course, and this podcast, all my fellas, you know, I'm thankful, you know, for the gang as well, family, like I said. And speaking now solely as a Pats fan, I am thankful for Drake May. Oh my God, I love Drake May. You know, that's what all us Pats fans love. We love our family, we love our friends, and we love Drake May.
I love Drake May. You guys want to hear a fun fact about Drake May?
I sure would.
I love Drake May. All right, let's get into the Thanksgiving games. Shut up, Tuck. We get to talk about the Ravens today. All right.
I mean, I can't help that. It's one of the games.
All right.
That's the sound a Raven makes. What was that?
So we'll start with the first game, Lions versus Packers. I would speak in generality of where you're probably at in the Thanksgiving day, probably, but you know, my family's different. CJ's family is different. Tuck's family is different. Your family is Adam's family is different. So what are you guys doing at this time of the day? Just like
in an ideal world, I'd be watching football, but you know, you're probably helping out with the cooking, or for some people, not me this year, but some people might be like driving to a relative's house or something.
Tuck?
Usually it's going over to a relative's house and staying the hell out the way and watching football, because God knows what I'd be doing in the kitchen. But yeah, it's mostly staying out of the way and waiting as the food is prepared for Thanksgiving dinner.
I like it. Yeah, I'll probably already be at my grandmother's house at this point. Maybe a cheese and cracker board going on. Maybe getting the wine out. Maybe some beer. Depends on what I'm feeling at that point. What's available to me. My uncle's a big wine guy. He's from Buffalo, so he's probably gonna bring something that I've never heard of before, and I'm gonna love it. And I'm gonna probably enjoy watching this game, the Lions and the Packers. Yeah, kind of the same thing with me. I usually just stick my ass in the living room and wait for someone to call me to grab something, because I'm the tallest person in the family, besides my uncle, but he doesn't walk too well. So, yeah, Lions are favored by 2.5. Packers and the Lions are both in weird spots at this point of the season. Lions just got done with a wild one last week against the Giants, eliminating the Giants, by the way. Meant to talk about this top three, bottom three for Tuesday's episode. But shout out to the Giants going down swinging. We could talk more. We'll talk more about that when we get to Monday Night Football in the next episode when they we talk about Giants Pats. But the Lions, their defense is a little weird. Like, is the Lions defense good? How about that? Riddle me this. Is the Lions defense good?
They have their moments, but then they'll have other moments of complete collapse. Is the best word. I'm not sure if it's due to health or the fact that sometimes they'll just have moments where they inexplicably just give up touchdowns and give up yardage. And I don't get why. There's no reason why Jameis Winston should have a receiving touchdown on the season. I don't care what the reason is. There's no reason why that linebacker should have gave up that touchdown.
First of all, it's famous Jameis. We love famous Jameis. Second of all, as far as the Lions goes, I guess their defense is eh. When you factor in all like the moments of dominance versus all the moments of suckage, I think it about balances out. You just get an inconsistent, borderline fraudulent mess.
True. So. In terms of the Packers, this is also a team that, like, the beginning of the year, you know, I wonder if we kind of fell for the media hyping up the Packers the way they did. You know, the moment they traded for Micah Parsons, everyone was like, oh, they're going to be Super Bowl contenders. They're going to win it all this year, da-da-da. But now I feel like it's starting to come down a little bit where maybe the Packers were – they're 7-3. They're 7-3. There's that, you know. And I think a lot of that does have to do with the fact that at the time of the Micah trade, it was very much a, the Packers fleeced the Cowboys. Like I said, Packers going to win it all, da-da-da. But then you looked earlier this year, they lose to the Browns. They tie with the Cowboys, the same team that they got Micah Parsons from. Mm-hmm. And then they had, later on, a stinker against the Panthers, a worse stinker against the Eagles. And then you have a game where you only beat the Giants by 7 and against the Vikings this last week. I mean, running the ball, you did great, but pass game has been a little lackluster. So where do you guys sit with the Packers at this rate of the season?
That's an interesting question. I think they'll make the playoffs, but I do not see them as like legitimate threats to come out in the NFC right now. Just because I don't know exactly what team I'll be getting from them. I'm not sure why Jordan Love hasn't taken the step we all wanted him to take as like the franchise of the Green Bay Packers. It's kind of like there's a certain standard that he should be playing to, and he's just not playing up to that standard. And so it's just often wondering like what's going on there. You see moments of brilliance, but then you'll oftentimes see moments of like confusing play. Like he can play fine against the Minnesota Vikings, but inexplicably just crumble against the Carolina Panthers at home. I don't get that. And so it's like, which version of the Green Bay Packers am I going to get? The defense is just fine, especially when they added Micah Parsons to it, but I'm not sure the defense is good enough for the offense to be this middle of the pack. So I'm kind of like, with them.
As for me, I have no idea what to make of Green Bay. And, you know, I've been skeptical of Love before, but this year just cinches it. I think he's good, but when we talk about the line of great Packers quarterbacks from Starr to Favre to Rodgers, I don't think we are including Jordan Love in that conversation. That's not my opinion. That is true. If you're going to say Starr, Favre, Rodgers, Love, you're lying to yourself, I think. And but then again, this is just the inconsistency bowl right here, you know, between them and Detroit. So I don't know. I guess it's I know we're not doing our game picks right now, so we'll ease up on that. But as far as Green Bay goes, yeah, Michael Parsons was great. Too bad he doesn't play offense. And once again, you know, they say, you know, when you have two quarterbacks, you have none. Well, Green Bay has like four or five receivers. So does that logic still apply? Because there's no alpha in that room. There's no definitive one. Sometimes it's Dubs. Sometimes it's Watson. Sometimes it's Wicks, weirdly enough. I think Reed is hurt and Matthew Golden's done nothing this year. Of course, Tucker Kraft is hurt. He'd probably be a number one. Having a tight end number one, that's fine. Josh Jacobs is banged up. There are some times where you can make a receiving room by committee work. For example, the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, before Rashee Rice became a wide receiver one, even now you could argue that, but I still think he's good, right? Like, but when you have Mahomes, you can have what we call receiver room by committee work. Tom Brady had that in New England, but then again, that's Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. You can't get away with that with Jordan Love.
Yeah. Do we want to give a quick pick right now? Because I'm feeling the Lions on this.
Ooh, I'm feeling Packers.
You know what? I like Green Bay with the upset here. It's Toyota-thon. I don't care that Jordan Love played weirdly the first game of Toyota-thon. I really don't. He transfers essence to the team.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, Jordan Love Toyota-thon. Why not? Real quick, I don't know if you guys ever knew this. I never knew this, but the reason why the Lions play on Thanksgiving every year, the then owner George A. Richards in 1934 wanted to attract more fans. That was basically the only reason. But they didn't play from 1939 to 1944 because World War II. After that, it became much more of a staple. All right. Let's move on to Cowboys Chiefs. At this point of the day, 4:30 p.m., a lot of people probably have already had their Thanksgiving dinner, and you're probably just about ready to sit in a food coma. Me, not yet. At this point, I'm having appetizers. I'm having some venison, stuffed mushrooms. We're having a day, you know. Or I'm having a day. What about you guys? Where are you guys at?
For me, I don't even think we in 4:30. We haven't even finished making all the food yet, so I'm still waiting by having a few snacks, waiting on everything. Nothing to complain about, just watching good old football.
At this point, I'm usually, you know, if I'm not helping, I'm watching football. We're not eating yet. I mean, there's like some apps out, you know, like Chris, you know, you said cheese and crackers, you know, a little meat, little cheese, you know, different, like assorted salamis, you know, get a mozzarella pearls, put a little olive oil and pepper on that. Beautiful. Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, it's apps.
That's all you can ask for. And this may be a good appetizer for maybe a good Sunday night game. Who knows? Cowboys 3-point underdogs against the Chiefs this week. We honestly, like, part of me feels like the Cowboys defense is going to rip apart the Chiefs defense this week. Part of me has this vision of that. Part of me does. Like, the Chiefs defense has their moments, but Cowboys offense has been really, like, when Dak is on, that Cowboys offense is humming. But the question is, will Dak show up? Are we going to get first half Dak from Cowboys game last week? Or are we going to get second half Dak from that same game? That's really the only question, because the Cowboys defense has slowly been getting a little bit better. Even with their not great, like their terrible secondary, but the addition of Quinnen Williams, granted, you can say what you want about the timing of it, but it's still a good addition. Like, he has been a great addition to the D line and slowly being better from it. So part of me wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys were able to get the win against the Chiefs, and they're riding hot right now. They're playing for their fallen teammate. They're playing for the fact that, I mean, they're 500. Big game at home for him. I like the Cowboys this week. CJ, let's start with you here.
Sorry, I muted myself. Dare I say that I have hope for this game?
I don't.
You know, you don't.
You don't have hope for this game?
And that's fine.
It's the Cowboys.
Dude, like, low-key, this should be a shootout. I mean, you've seen that Dallas offense is moving with Pickens and Lamb and Dak and the Chiefs. I mean, the Cowboys defense is getting better, but, hey, Mahomes, that Mahomes to Rice connection is brutal. And, you know, Worthy pops up every now and then. That's good for them, isn't it? So, despite that, I like the Chiefs defense more than I like the Cowboys. And I definitely think that Kansas City takes the win here. Although I think it's going to be close. Honestly, I don't hate the Cowboys covering.
Tuck?
I got the Chiefs winning this one. Every time I have faith in the Cowboys, they let me down. They can't hurt me anymore. I got the Chiefs begrudgingly. I think it'll be close in the first half, but I think the Chiefs offensively will just be better than the Cowboys defensively, and they will just start to get away from the Cowboys in the end. I think it'll be 27-20 Chiefs.
I don't know if have you guys ever wondered why the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving?
I thought it'd be the same reason as Detroit.
Pretty much, yeah. GM Tech Schramm signed up to play on that day in 1966. And the Cowboys at that time played at the Cotton Bowl for Thanksgiving.
Huh. I like that.
Yeah. And the St. Louis Cardinals, when Arizona still played in St. Louis, they also played on Thanksgiving in 1975 and 1977 as like normal teams play on Thanksgiving, but obviously not anymore. All right. Let's get into our Sunday night game. At this point, it's the Ravens and the Bengals. Ravens are 7-point favorite. I'll leave it off to you, Tuck, in a moment, but at this point in the night, you know, dinner's been served, or at least for me, dinner has been served. I'm eating some pie, apple pie, maybe some pumpkin pie. At this point, I'm trying to fight sleep. I don't know if I'll even make it to kickoff. Maybe I'll wake up at halftime and want to shoot myself because I've taken such a wild nap at that late at night. For you, you've probably gone through all that as well. You've already taken your turkey nap. Maybe you're having some leftovers at this rate. What about you guys? What about you two?
I'm eating. And when I'm done with my first plate, I get up, proceed to get to my second plate. When I'm done with the second plate, I want to see if there's more left, which there always is. And then I go for round three. And then hopefully I still have enough strength to make it through kickoff and then go from there.
This is where the second plate comes in. You know, you eat, you know, you got to sit back. But nothing revs up the appetite. Quiet life football. So, you know, you get yourself a second plate, and this is where, you don't take your second plate at the table. If you take your second plate at the table, no. What's wrong with you? You take your second plate, you get your ass on the couch, and you watch football. That was literally what our founding fathers envisioned.
I'm part of more of an old school family, so a lot of times I end up missing the first half of the game because I'm not able to leave the table.
I'm so sorry, dog.
It's all right. So for this game, in terms of Baltimore and Cincinnati, obviously we have our resident Ravens fan here in Justin Tucker. So Tuck, I mean, Joe Burrow's playing, but no T. Higgins. Jamar Chase is back, so there's your trade-off, but still no Trey Hendrickson on that side. Mm-hmm. Ravens are hot. Floor is yours.
Are you asking me what I want to happen or what will happen?
I'll let you decide.
All right, I'll do a little bit of both. what will happen, I think this will be a close game. I think it'll be Joe Burrow's first game back, so I think he'll look a little rusty considering he's had like 2 months off since September. So I don't think he'll look as good as we all think he should. I think he'll still have his moments because it's Joe Burrow, but I don't think he'll look as sharp, nor will he look as good because he doesn't have T. Higgins there with him, so he'll be kind of hampered by that. I want to see how mobile he actually is right now because he's playing on that turf toe. I want to see how good he actually looks moving around in the pocket. I think the Ravens will try to stifle him as much as possible, try to see what he looks like on the run, and see if they can make him make throws off platform and see if he can still do that right now. I think the Ravens offense needs to find like stability, and I think this is the best game to do it. The Cincinnati Bengals defense is abysmal. I think the Ravens will be able to run the ball somewhat effectively. I think Derrick Henry will have a good game. I think Lamar Jackson will get off his little no touchdown streak and actually throw a touchdown in this game because the Bengals suck. I think this game shouldn't be close, but I think it'll be close. But I think the Ravens pull it out in the end. I'd go with a score of like 34-27 in the end, even though I hope it's not that score, but I think that's the more realistic possibility. What I want to happen, let's get into that. The Ravens go on a safari hunt and put belt to ass to the Cincinnati Bengals. That's what I want to happen. I want the Ravens to run roughshod over the Cincinnati Bengals. I want them to treat them like bald-headed stepchildren, but I don't think that's going to happen. I want that to happen, just to let everyone know, Cincinnati's playoff hopes are dead. They died at the bank. That's where they lie. Let's keep it there. Joe Burrow should have never came back, and you're going to realize that when we hit him 13 to 14 times this game. I want him to be sacked 5 times. Will we get that? No, because my defense can't generate pressure to save its life without Kyle Hamilton. I accept it. I have to move on. But I think the Ravens are still going to pull out either or. I think it'll be close, but I think the Ravens will pull ahead in the end.
Nice. CJ, before you give your take, Tuck, I do have one question for you. Are the Ravens wearing the all blacks?
They should. They haven't released the uniform out yet, but I think they are going some variation of it. It's either going to be white and black or black and white or just all blacks. I hope it's all blacks.
If it's the all blacks, then hammering the Ravens. Mm-hmm. CJ.
Give me the Bengals with an upset. No, I'm just kidding. I wanted to get Tuck's reaction. Tuck didn't give me a reaction. Boo. Look, the Bengals aren't going to have Higgins. Chase is going to be back off of suspension, but no Higgins. Hendrickson's not coming back. Bengals defense did give Pittsburgh and even New England some trouble, so they're a feisty unit. I'll give them that. But that's all I'm willing to give them. Burrow coming back is going to be interesting. Will he be rusty? Will he be good? But, hey, the Bengals are going to roar at you, but your Ravens are going to go ca-ca or whatever sound a Raven makes. No one knows what sound a Raven makes, unfortunately, I've decided. But I don't see any – even though it's, you know, you're coming off a short week and it's in Cincy and Joe Burrow's coming back, I just think the Bengals are kind of dead. And even though I'm not a Bengals fan or an NFC North fan or whatever, I do share that sentiment that Joe Burrow shouldn't come back. Like, just shut him down for the year. Your playoff hopes are dead. Like, there's no reason for him to come back. And they're about to learn that the hard way. I got the Ravens.
The only reason that he's playing and coming back is the fact that Zach Taylor is fighting for his job right now. That's really the only reason.
They're probably not going to fire him. They're a whack-ass organization.
True. That is true.
They got Marvin Lewis around like 5 years past his expiration date. So maybe the same will happen with Zach Taylor. You never know.
Even if they run the table, will they even have a chance to make the playoffs at 9-8?
Very unlikely unless they get a bunch of tiebreakers, which I don't see.
Yeah. It would have to be one of those things. Like, the AFC is definitely the conference to do that compared to the NFC. This year especially. Like, considering that right now the last team out is the Houston Texans at 6-5. And the last team in is 7-4, the Buffalo Bills. So you never, they're 4 games back. You never know. So there you have it.
And they have to face us twice. There's no way they're winning both those games. They're not winning out. They're getting hammered. No. Yeah. If not here at Cincinnati, they're not. No, we're splitting one of those games at least. No, sorry, not happening.
And the second game is going to be like a 45-45 shootout that goes to overtime, and the Bengals are going to find a way to pull one off you guys.
In their dreams. They couldn't do it last year. They're not doing it this year.
It'd be funny, though.
It'd give me a heart attack, but I do not believe in a shootout they would beat us still.
I'm just waiting for the eventual Jamar Chase getting 200 yards and Joe Burrow throwing for 400 against you guys again.
If that happens,
they're still probably going to lose.
Yeah, they'll still probably lose.
Yeah, and it's going to happen against us, and I'm going to be frustrated when he does go for 200. And Marlon Humphrey's going to be on his damn podcast talking about whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. All right. That's all the – anything else you guys want to touch on in terms of the Thanksgiving games that we may have missed?
Not about the games themselves, no.
All right. Well, we have a special Thanksgiving announcement as well. New logo and a new intro. Do we want to – there's the new logo. Hell yeah. Shout out to Julian Nicholson. My buddy who from school that from Plymouth State that made this logo for us. He actually made it a pretty long time ago, but we wanted to wait for a good spot to announce this or put this in as the new branding. And what a better time to do it than Thanksgiving. Like I said as well, we have a new intro as well. Do we want to play it or not? Right now, or do we want to save it for the next episode? Yeah, let's roll it.
It may not have always showed it in the stat sheet, but you can see him making throws when he needs to make the throws.
Back-to-back games where he has 3 touchdowns. Someone's got to get that 6th or 7th spot.
He's an elite wide receiver as a rookie.
Truly a lose-lose scenario for both sides.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
Yes. All
right. No more getting copyrighted. This is great. Perfect. And there's the new logo at the top right. Oh.
Isn't that beautiful?
So beautiful. All right. That's all the schedules content that we have for you today. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a lot of turkey. Have a lot of stuffing. Have a lot of whatever else that you like to have on Thanksgiving. Have a lot of wine. Have a lot of beer. Be thankful for what you got. Be thankful for the team that you got, depending on what you got, of course. Maybe you're the Jets. Maybe you're a Jets fan and you're just – or a Browns fan. I feel bad for you guys. There's a lot more to be thankful for than the Jets and the Browns. All right. That's all the scheduled content we have for you today. Thank you for tuning in to this Thanksgiving Fumbleroski special. New episode coming out later on today, or pardon me, not later on today. We're going to have the episode coming out Black Friday morning, 8 a.m., the usual time. We'll get into our Rooski game of the week, the Black Friday game, the Bears and the Eagles, and the rest of the Week 13 slate. All of our episodes can be found on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, anything that has a streaming service, it's on there. Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast. Also be sure to follow our Instagram, Fumbleroski_podcast, to keep up with the pod and the latest coverage on the NFL. Otherwise, CJ Medeiros, Justin Tucker, Adam Wright, a producer. I'm Chris Kostich. We'll see you on Friday. Over and out.